Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday the 7th of August at 6.32. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about suspicious insurance claims against companies, and we'll be looking at the direction of travel for housing availability and all the crazy markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com, but first let's have a look at the main business stories. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that workers, shoppers and businesses boosted state coffers by almost 8 billion euro in July, leaving the government with a 3.4 billion euro surplus so far this year. Revenue collected 7.6 billion in tax in July, 700 million more than the same month last year, according to the Exchequer returns published yesterday. Workers paid 2.9 billion euro in income tax during the month, 7% or 200 million euro more than July 23, aided by the growing number of people at work and strong wage growth. VAT soared almost 10% to 3.2 billion in July, and this indicated ongoing strong consumer spending, according to Peter Vale from Grant Thornton. The Associated Press reports that Elon Musk's social media platform X has sued a group of advertisers, alleging that a massive advertiser boycott deprived the company of billions of dollars in revenue and violated antitrust laws. The company, formerly known as Twitter, filed the lawsuit yesterday in federal court in Texas against the World Federation of Advertisers and member companies Unilever, Mars, CVS Health and Orsted. It accused the advertising group's initiative called the Global Alliance for Responsible Media of helping to coordinate a pause in advertising after Mr. Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion in late 2022 and overhauled its staff and policies. Mr. Musk posted that now it is war after 2 years of being nice and getting nothing but empty words. Silicon Republic reports that the demand for flexible roles in Ireland currently outweighs the availability of remote and hybrid positions, with jobs in this category declining year on year as more people return to in-office work. In Europe, Ireland ranks in second position for the availability of remote and hybrid working opportunities, according to LinkedIn. Using data from user members in Ireland, Sweden, UK, Netherlands, France and Germany, the platform found Ireland's opportunities for hybrid and remote work have resulted in high competition for these roles. In fact, data indicates that remote positions in the region can attract 2.5 times the number of applications in comparison to the amount of available spots. As professionals are increasingly encouraged to return to on-site work, the struggle to obtain hybrid or remote roles is likely to remain competitively high. Especially, according to LinkedIn's findings, the level of paid job postings in Ireland's offering hybrid positions has declined by 10.5% year on year.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.